Que lo que? Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. This week, I would like to talk about an update. According to my employers, my ex-supervisor, Miss Francis, has been let go. Now, I wonder how long it'll take for them to replace her, because last time that they let go of one of my supervisors was last December. They were doing cuts, budget cuts. According to them, they closed down an office in the Bronx and grouped in a whole bunch of people into another office. At the beginning, it was very crowded. I wouldn't know because I don't work in the office, but my coworkers were complaining that they didn't have any personal space. They couldn't really make their cubicle their own. They had to basically take their things to the office in the morning and take it back with them in the afternoon when they leave. So it was an uncomfortable transition for the office workers. Now, this, when that happened last year, we didn't get any meeting. The supervisors, the higher-ups, no one did a meeting to let us know. Unfortunately, we let go of so-and-so. We got no explanation, guys. No explanation. And we went, I would say, a month with temporary supervisor. We would have a supervisor 1 week and a different supervisor the next week. There was a guy. He's no longer here either. He supervised us, I would say, for 2 or 3 weeks. And again, that guy's no longer here. But after that, we had a supervisor and she lasted with us 2 months. She said she had been working in the company for 10 years and it was time for her to move on and that she was moving to Florida. So she had to let go of the position. So from December, I would say, to March, it was temporary supervisors for us. Now, once again, they let go of someone, Miss Francis. Little Miss, I don't even ask God for forgiveness. She was a whole mess, you know, just messing with my coworkers, laughing at them, telling them, complain all you want, I'm still here. And HR asking her to apologize to employees and her saying no, she's not going to apologize to those crazy employees because she doesn't even apologize. She doesn't even ask God for forgiveness. Those are the specific words that she used. Now, me, on the other hand, having a background of a mother who's Christian, I grew up in the church for a period of my lifetime. I wouldn't say my whole lifetime. When she said that sentence, I was like, oh, Lord, I know she ain't messing with God right now. I know she's not trying to involve God in this because God wants nothing to do with you. God doesn't like ugly girl. And now, after 6 months of people complaining, she was finally let go. At least she's going to get unemployment. At least she can go apply to unemployment benefits. Because the way I see it is, was what God has written for me was written for me. She started messing with me without me doing nothing to her, and look what happened. At one point, I was like, God, listen, either they let her go or they're going to have to let me go, because I'm not going to stay here and let her talk to me crazy. I'm going to let her talk to herself, and she's going to be so annoyed that I ignore her pettiness that she's going to continue to attack me. Well, when I had my last conversation with her last Tuesday, she told me that the higher-ups were very stressed out when I took those 2 weeks off and were really hounding her to find out why did I leave for so long, if I was even coming back. They thought that I had left. And she said that they were speaking very highly of me. And I said to myself, how are they speaking highly of me if I've never spoken to general managers ever in my life? Never, not once. And then I thought about it and I said, it's my work that speaks for me. I know that I do a good job, and she tried to throw mud in my name and say that I'm not, that I don't do any work. Anyways, moving on, that's the little update from the past 3 weeks of incidents from work. Now I would like to move on to a weep session. Now, for those who have never watched anime, I would like to recommend the following. I'm gonna let you know what I'm into is action, gory, bloody, really dark, traumatic anime, and romance anime as well. There's so many animes out there to choose from. My favorites that I recommend is Attack on Titan. Look it up. Just look it up and see if that would be your vibe. Hunter x Hunter, My Little Monster, Golden Times, and Uran Coco Host Club. Again, the five animes I'm recommending is Attack on Titan 1, Hunter x Hunter 2, My Little Monster 3, Golden Times 4, Uran Coco Host Club 5. Now, Attack on Titan is action and gory. Hunter x Hunter is also action and gory. And Attack on Titan and Hunter x Hunter are both very dark. It has a traumatic, many traumatic things happening to the main characters. Now, My Little Monster is a romance anime. Is the main character is a study bug. She likes to focus on school and she didn't really want to entertain having friends or anything, and she meets this boy that throws her whole life upside down basically and starts to open her up to the idea of allowing people to be around her. Golden Times is about a boy who lost his memory in an accident, and that's also a love anime. It's very cute because we are under the suspense that he might regain his old memories, and from his old memories he was in love with someone, but his new memory, the new person that he is now, is in love with someone else. So there's a fight between the old memory and the new memory. I recommend it. It's really cute. Uran Coco Host Club is about a group of rich boys who have this club after school, and it's a school full of rich kids basically, and there's this girl that she got a scholarship to join this school, and on the very first episode she walks into their club room by mistake and she breaks this vase that's super expensive, and they tell her, well, the only way you can pay us back is either with money or you can join the club and work for us so that you can get the base paid that way. It's really cute. Also, it's really cute, it's funny. It has her father, for example, is hilarious. The main character's father, he is playing the role of mother, father, and it's super cute because the main character's mother is no longer with them. Now, I want to start a session called Anime Characters Standing on Business. For example, what I mean by standing on business, meaning characters that didn't play around. Leave in the comments, if you have time, any characters from an anime that you think stands on business. For me, I would like to say characters on anime that stand on business is Eren Yeager. From the beginning, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched this anime, from the beginning, after the Titans took his mother, he promised he was going to kill them all, and he was standing on business till the end. He was willing to sacrifice friendships. He was willing for everyone to see him as the enemy so that he can accomplish his goals. He never swayed. He never doubted that he can complete that goal. He did everything he needed to do. It didn't matter who stood in his way. Kids, old people, crippled people. It didn't matter. He was going to stomp them out to get to his goal. And that's what I mean by characters who stand on business. Now, if how vulnerable I was with you helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me for more. I put out new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too.